Diamondbacks and Giants at AT&T Park. Hey, there's Stan Lee on hand for Marvel Superheroes Day. Arizona's play has certainly been super over their last 23 games. They've recorded 18 wins. As we pick up the action in the second, Daniel Descalso facing Jeff Samardzija.
Freakus.
Yeah, that could turn out to be a costly win for the Cubs.
Yeah. Descalso gets one in the air to right center. Hunter Pence on the run, and it's off the glove. Goldie had to hold up. They'll wave him around third. And Descalso is in at third. It's a 1-1 ball game. It got up in that wind and carried over the head, just out of reach of Hunter Pence. Bouncing ball, first base stays fair. Tricky play for Goldie. And Pence beats Robbie Ray to the bag. He drops the ball, and Samardzija will score. Giants lead it 2-1. Panic in at third. That's a fair ball down the line and goes through the bullpen. This will tie the ball game. Descalso scores, and they wave Marte. Here's the throw, and it's not in time. D-backs take the lead, and AJ is out at third. 3-2 Diamondbacks. Two more RBIs for AJ Pollock.
Robbie, deep breath. Goes into his full windup. 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball, strike three call. Got him looking. How about that pitch on a 3-2 count to get the hitter?
Not fair.
Pitch number 101. See you later. 10 strikeouts for Robbie Ray. 2 outs, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Got him, Fernando Rodney. There goes the arrow into McCovey Cove, his 37th save. A.J. Pollock had the big hit, a 2-run double in the 7th. Robbie Ray gets his 14th win. And the Diamondbacks have won 8 straight road games. That's one shy of a franchise record.
Fernando Rodney picks up his 37th save of the year. D-backs get the win, 3-2 your final over the Giants Friday night. Robbie Ray continues to shine, winning his 5th straight game. He struck out 10 over 7 quality innings, improving to 14-5 on the year. Here's Ray after Friday night's performance.
I felt good. Steady mix of pitches, kept them kind of off balance. You know, it's just a couple tough luck. ABs there, you know, Hunter Pence, he puts a couple tough ABs on me. Just kind of slapped it over there. I wasn't really pitching them in a whole lot, but we were able to come back and get those outs and get the team back in the dugout and get a huge win.
How about the play at first? What were you trying to do?
You know, I was a little late getting over there. I thought I still had him, but as I went to touch the bag, he kind of leaned in and the ball came out of my glove. I didn't even realize it. I looked down to check the runner at third, and the ball's going into right field. Didn't hurt us too bad.
That recovery, though, right after that, I mean, that game is hanging in the balance, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, to shut it down right there and to be able to get the team in the dugout, score some huge runs there, 2 runs to put us up, go back out there, put up a zero was big.
What is this group like right now as you're just knocking days off the calendar and games off that magic number? Where is everybody at, Robbie?
You know, we're feeling good in the clubhouse. Seems like, you know, guys are coming up big in situations where they need to. You know, when we need a timely hit, we get it. When pitching, you know, obviously Archie coming in and then Fernando shutting it down there in the 9th. You know, those are crucial innings there at the end. You know, 1-run ball game and to keep the guys off the base and to shut it down like that is huge.
A.J. Pollock had the go-ahead 2-run double in the 7th as the D-backs beat the Giants on Friday night in San Francisco. Pollock then talked to reporters after the game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we stayed with it, and, you know, we had our pitchers, you know, really do a good job for us. You know, when you give up 2 runs, you know, you're always going to feel like you have a chance there, and you know, we did enough to win the game.
Tell me about that inning with Samardzija. Daniel gets the hit. We were saying up in the booth that maybe he got a little off focus there because he wanted that one really bad. And there you were coming up. What was working against him in that inning for you guys, do you think?
I don't think anything was working against him. He pitched a really good game. You know, he still made some good pitches. I think we did a good job of, you know, obviously getting on in front of me. You know, you got to get some runners on against him and put some pressure on him because he was really, really on a roll there. So they did a great job in front of me, and I was able to get just enough of that down the line. And it's baseball, man. You just enough to get the runners in.
was talking to Dave Magadan before the game a little bit about you, and he was just saying, you know what, we just want to make sure that he kept his confidence going, doesn't want to tweak with anything, doesn't want to change anything. How valuable is that to have a guy like that that understands that?
Yeah, Mags is great to talk to. You know, he's a good resource for me every day. You know, it's important to have those guys because, you know, they see you every single day. They see you putting in the work, and they kind of understand the process of it. You know, you get four at-bats in the game, and, you know, that doesn't really tell the whole story of what's going on behind the scenes. So, you know, he's done a great job with me, you know, the mental part of the game for sure. You know, and it's been awesome. You know, it's been ups and downs, but that's baseball. But, you know, I always feel like I always want to be able to feel like I can contribute in any game. And, you know, I feel like I can just be competitive, and it's worked out lately.
Talking about the magic number and the days off the calendar, are you guys yet in here?
I think we're just really focused on the day and the task at hand. And that's been our approach the whole year. And I think if we get away from that, then, you know, it's not going to really serve us well. So we got to play good baseball. We know that. You know, that magic number will dwindle down if we play good baseball, and I think right now we're playing really good.
This series continues Saturday at AT&T Park with Zach Greinke on the mound for Arizona against Madison Bumgarner for San Francisco.